The Greater Syracuse Land Bank is hoping the city of Syracuse comes through with some funding to help keep the nonprofit agency afloat. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Land Bank Executive Director Caitlin Wright says without some help, the organization that buys dilapidated tax-delinquent city properties with a goal of selling or demolishing them will be out of savings soon.
If things keep going the way they're going, we'll deplete our fund balance by the first quarter of 2021.
So she's hoping to get some help from the city and is asking Mayor Ben Walsh to include some funding for the land bank in his upcoming budget.
So if there was $500,000 available for property maintenance, that would almost cover our operating deficit, and that would really help us avoid spending down our fund balance. And then we've also asked for $500,000 for demolitions.
At this point, the land bank owns 235 properties that need to be demolished and doesn't have the funds to do it. Last year, lawmakers balked at a proposed $1.5 million budget line for the land bank. Wright is optimistic this year might be different. In an annual report to common councilors, she pointed out how the agency over the last 5 years has not only cleared out blight in city neighborhoods, but has helped the city's bottom line, bringing in millions in formerly uncollected taxes, as well as $19 million in private renovation investment of the 537 properties it sold. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.